Yo, hey everyone, welcome to Northern South Pods. It is May and the sun is shining today. And it's good. It's just good, isn't it? It's hard to explain. So, get outside. You've heard me talking about going out into nature, exercising in the morning. Just get out. Even if you walk down the street and come back, get out. Even if it's midwinter and it's cold. And just take that energy from nature, that beauty, and internalize it. Okay, I'll stop with all that stuff. But it is good, isn't it? The old nature and the old sunlight. So enjoy. Enjoy. Hope you're all well. I'm doing a very short one this week about two speakers who have been a big influence on me. I'm just going to turn my phone off. Social media and phones, there'll be a podcast on that at some point. But I once bought a CD by Tony Robbins, who's a bit of a lifestyle coach and business guru. And many years ago, I would have thought, oh yeah, he's a bit American, this idea of the supreme individual who like just thinks positive thoughts and everything turns out good. And I realized that it's not quite that straightforward. But you can still get a lot of good stuff from anyone, even if you think they're a little bit over the top sometimes. But Tony Robbins, I think, is brilliant. And I listened to his course called Mastery on CD, which is brilliant, and you should check it out. I don't know if they do it online now, but it's called Mastery, and it's really, really good. And one of the things he advocated on it was the idea of asking better questions. And one of the things which I think is good from a cognitive behavioral therapy perspective, like counseling and self-counseling, is to say, if you've got a problem, go and right, what question do I need to ask to move this problem along? So it might be that, I don't know. Let's imagine someone's in a long list to see a counselor, and you go, right, am I still on the list? I'm going to call up and check that I'm still on the list. I am. Right, what options or alternatives are there? Is there a local charity I could speak to that maybe offer free counseling that's a bit better? And then you pursue that. So it's the idea of just coming up with a question to take you on to the next step and the next level to push you along, which accords with the Carl Rogers idea of psychology and counseling, where an individual's thinking, right, here's the situation. What can I do to push it along? I've got a lot of good stuff from Tony Robbins. And I've spoken on this podcast before to Paul Coe, whose book, How to Solve Any Problem in Life, I can't recommend more highly. And it really has impacted my life, that book, about the different perspectives and the different sub-personalities we have in our head, and which one of those sub-personalities is on the control mic at any one time. It's a really powerful theory. And for me, it really does stand up. And I use that to think, who's on my mic at the moment? Who's in charge of the control deck? Is that person helping me? Is that person not helping me? And I do advocate Paul Cope's work. He does online courses. He's done weekend courses, which you can access online. So check out his website, Paul Cope, C-O-P-E, and his book too. And check out the podcast I did with Paul. I speak about him all the time. And Paul Cope talks about what Tony Robbins said in his book. And it's this idea that we've got four essential basic needs in life. And the first one is a need for certainty. So an example of that might be the need to have a place to call home, a place where no matter what happens, you go somewhere and that's where you sleep that night. That we all need that. It's a very basic example of what something in our life that we need certainty about. Where am I sleeping tonight? Where am I going to be safe from the elements, from saber-toothed tigers or whatever tonight? The second one is the need for uncertainty. And it's a very powerful idea, that kind of like flip on two things, like a yin and yang experience, a holistic experience with the first point. But it's this idea that we often need to have things happen which we can't always predict. And it's part of why we like new experiences and novelty so much, and why people like drama. And I don't know if you've ever seen dramatic people acting out Jeremy Kyle type situations. And you can see that at some level, they're absolutely loving it. The ego or whatever, the sub-personality that's in control at that time is absolutely loving being the center of any drama, even if you feel like you're making a fool of yourself in front of others. And I think it was Ursula Le Guin who wrote that one of the things which makes life bearable is the complete unpredictability of the future. And we need that, otherwise we would literally live in a matrix-like universe where we can predict everything, which would be horrible because we would feel completely imprisoned. That's not to say that that might not be the ultimate nature of things, by the way, and that our minds have evolved to think that we are in control of things, and that's an evolutionary need. But I won't go down that thing today to do with notions of free will and the idea that we're in some kind of simulation, which it can sound a bit sci-fi, but it is quite mainstream at the moment, those kinds of debates. The third thing we need is some kind of significance to feel that we are, to some degree, important. And you might get that from scoring a goal in a football match and wheeling away in delight. And inside, there's a part of you thinking, I just scored that goal. I've just made that little difference. And it's a wonderful feeling to feel significant that you've achieved something, that there are achievements in your life, and that we often pursue new achievements. So I'll give you an example of someone I don't like, David Cameron, who was the Prime Minister of the UK from 2010 to 2016, I think. And he retired from the political scene after the Brexit disaster, which he said that he kind of caused. And he said, I can't leave the country through this next stage of its decline. And he stepped down, but he's recently come back and he said he missed it and he wanted something. And that's the pursuit of significance. And when he said that, I remember thinking that that ties in with what Paul Cope and Tony Robbins have said, the desire for significance in our lives. So we've got certainty, uncertainty, significance, and the fourth one is the idea of connection. We like to feel part of something, a group, a subgroup, a dynamic, a political group, a sporting group. Those connections that we make with people, it might be that you're just out and you just talk to someone and agree with someone over something to do with the weather. You get a bit of connection. That's why pets are so important and they're so good for our health because we connect with our animals and our pets. And I could go into loads of other profound insights to do with those four basic notions of predictability, unpredictability, significance, and connection. But there are four essential needs. However, Tony Robbins also said, and Paul Cope spoke about this too, that there are two others which kind of go above them if we have those four basic ones in place. And this kind of accords with Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And anyone who's come across Maslow's hierarchy of needs, they're like these, it's like a pyramid of needs that we need in life. And then the closer you get to the top, the closer you get to this idea of fulfillment. And again, it's not perfect, but it's quite good. I found it quite useful in my own life and in certain things I've approached. So these two extra ones are the idea of growth, which means improving, getting better, becoming educated. And I read a quote from, was it Franklin? Benjamin Franklin. I don't know. I might be wrong here saying that a lot of men die age 25, but they're not buried till they're 75. This idea that like you stop growing in your mid-20s, maybe you find a particular career or you go into something and then you think there's nothing else I can learn. But as Jon Kabat-Zinn once said on a meditation CD I listened to back in the early noughties before streaming, and he said, even if you've got a day left of life, there's something to work with. Even if you're on your deathbed, there's some growth or some learning or some significance to your life and your existence. And again, you might say, oh, that just sounds good. But when people give up on getting better and improving and growing, which isn't to say we should stress ourselves out trying to learn like binary code when we're 74, if you've got no interest in it. It's about finding things that interest you and growing in those ways. Doesn't have to be to do with a job or a career. It might be. Who's to say? But we need that growth to get to the self-actualization part of Maslow's hierarchy of need. And the other one was the idea of contribution. When you get in a good position, what can you contribute to? Can it be to the like a charity that you believe in? Can it be that you invest your time in things that you really believe in, maybe when you retire, or you get into a successful enough position where you can make contributions earlier in life before retirement? It might be contributing to your family's development. It doesn't even have to be to do with contributing to external things beyond you and your family or yourself, but in terms of contributions to the idea of legacy, the idea of you making a mark in the world and making the world a better place in the ways that you can. And again, we don't really need to monetize this. It might just be that when you're driving today, if you're someone who drives, you just let someone out at a junction. And all the people that you speak to that day, it might be that you're kind and you take responsibility for your actions, but you're kind to others. You take that as a basic thing. That's again another Paul Cope saying. So, what's your contribution to the world today? What is your growth? And think about those four other things as well. The certainty we need in life, the uncertainty we need in life, the significance we need in life, the connection, and how can we access growth and contribution? Right, please like, share, subscribe, support financially if you can, be a part of this project. Come and join me. Got a few other people joining the team. Details to follow, but it's great to be associating with some good people recently with fantastic ideas moving forward to make our communities better. Right, take it easy, everyone, and look after yourselves and enjoy the weather if you've got nice weather. I'm sure there'll be a heat wave in a few weeks, and we'll all be wishing for the cooler again. You can't wait, can you?